Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. A new Miss Louisiana crown Saturday hails from Northeast Louisiana. Jaden Leach, a junior political science major at the University of Louisiana Monroe, captured the title. She joins me in studio for Land Yap. Jaden, welcome and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Busy weekend?
Very, very busy weekend.
And I'm sure only going to get busier. But first, let's kind of take a step back and take a moment to tell us about yourself, your family, and growing up in the area.
Okay, well, like you said, I grew up in West Monroe. I graduated from West Monroe High School in 2010, and I immediately started ULM the following fall. And I won the Miss ULM pageant here, and that's how I got involved in the Miss Louisiana organization. But I'm also a political science major here, as you said, and I love the major. It's the greatest major ULM has to offer, and I know all my professors will be happy to hear that. But, you know, like I said, I grew up from around here. I've been involved in everything in the community since I was a little girl. My parents always made sure I was involved, so growing up in the community really makes you have an appreciation for the city, and so I'm so glad to represent it and the state of Louisiana.
Yeah, lifelong resident.
That's right.
Yeah. Siblings?
I do. I have two siblings. I have an older brother who's 32 who graduated from here, and a sister who's 28 who also graduated from here.
So as far as your first participating in pageants, when did that occur?
My very first semester of college, actually. I was at freshman orientation, and the director of the Miss ULM pageant ran up to me and asked me if I had a talent, and she asked me to compete in the Miss ULM pageant. And so 6 weeks into college, I was Miss ULM, and that's how my pageant career got started. I fell in love with the organization and everything that it represented, and so I knew from then on that my ultimate dream was to become Miss Louisiana, and I'm so glad to have achieved that.
Yeah. Well, you came into the Miss Louisiana pageant as Miss Spirit of Ouachita. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that experience.
Okay, well, Miss Spirit of Ouachita is actually the representative of the city of West Monroe. Mm-hmm. And so I knew, being from West Monroe, that I wanted to represent West Monroe, obviously. So I tried out for that pageant, and I won. And it's been the greatest experience. I've got to partner up with the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce and the city of West Monroe. And they've had me at numerous events across the city and the parish, and it's been a great title to hold.
And, of course, everything going on last week, how unique was it being a part of the 50th anniversary celebration and having a chance to meet with many former Miss Louisianas?
It was the coolest thing. You know, we had the variety show on Friday night, right, where a lot of the formers performed their talent. And watching all these women come back and see how inspirational they are and how talented they are, no matter how long they've been Miss Louisiana or since they've been Miss Louisiana, it's really amazing. And I've known, like I said, for 3 years that I wanted to be a part of the Miss Louisiana Sisterhood. And watching that variety show, I had chills watching them. And I knew that second that I was even more determined to be a Miss Louisiana. So to be the 50th in Monroe is truly an honor. And there was confetti everywhere when I was crowned. And there's the coolest pictures of it. So aside from the fact that it's just an honor, it was definitely the coolest thing, too.
Yeah. Were you able to catch up with some that have run one recently that you knew?
I have. Yeah. Actually, I've been close to the last few Miss Louisianas because I've competed with them. Kelsey Crane actually gave up her title my very first year, but she crowned me Miss ULM, so I'm close with her. Hope Anderson competed my first year, along with Lauren Vizza, which crowned me this year, so I've gotten to know some of them very well.
Yeah. Now, the automatic question after winning the crown is, how are you feeling? Well, now a couple days removed from that moment, what thought has stayed with you?
That the feeling when you're crowned is truly indescribable. I know I've said that in every single interview. I've imagined it for so long what that feeling must feel like. And even after it's happened, it's something you can't explain. I've told everyone, I feel like they put me in a jar and put a lid on it because the sound, it was like you were in a cone. It was just, everything was muffled because your body, the adrenaline is pumping and you just don't really know what to think. So it's truly indescribable. But like I said, it's a huge honor and I cannot wait to get moving all across the state.
Yeah. You mentioned the talent being vocal performance. Mm-hmm. When did you start singing?
I've been singing since I was a little girl. I've been in over 15 musicals, and so it's a lot. It's a lot of musicals, yes. And then I sing every Sunday on the platform at church. I lead worship, and so singing is just a part of me, and so that's actually another reason that I joined the organization is because I love to perform. And so all in all, I've been singing since I was a very little girl.
Yeah. Children at Risk is your platform that you'll be sharing on in the coming year. What drew your interest to that issue?
When I was 14, I began tutoring my cousin who suffers from three different learning disabilities, eye convergent disorder, dyslexia, and ADHD. And from there, I began tutoring a sixth grader who suffered from ADHD and then a college student who suffered with cerebral palsy. And so I learned the struggles that these students dealt with and how hard it was, and not only in an educational standpoint, but also in a social standpoint. So I wanted to reach out to them and help them and help their self-confidence grow and help that so that they could improve in their educational level as well.
What are your goals in talking about that during the next year?
Well, I want people to realize that they should focus on their abilities instead of their disabilities. And I think if we can emphasize the importance of that, then we can grow better members of society and they can really realize the importance they have. And I want to also encourage the corporate America, the educators, the schools, and parents that these children are not hopeless, that there is very much hope for them and their future, and that they should all attend college and they can be great people in the career world one day.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a rather full schedule as you work towards Miss America in September.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to?
Looking forward to so much. You know, you always hear about, as long as I've been competing, going to Miss America, you have 6 months to prepare. Well, like you said, it's in September this year. So I have 9 weeks left because I'll be in Orlando 1 week for the Miss America's Outstanding Teen Pageant. So we're really going to focus on getting wardrobe quickly. Like I said, we only have 9 weeks. So getting the wardrobe, getting the last few minute interview preparations and swimsuit preparations, and just from there, shopping and getting all my stuff together and getting ready to go.
And we mentioned Political Science Junior. Future plans there. What are you looking forward to?
I hope to attend law school, and after that, I would like to practice family law. And then eventually, I'd love to teach college. Once I start a family and have kids to take care of, that way, you know, I can be at home more with my kids. But I love to teach. That was originally my major, and I swapped to political science. So I know that eventually, I would love to teach college.
Well, Jaden, if someone would like to follow your journey as Miss Louisiana, how could they do so?
Sure. I have a Facebook, an Instagram, a Twitter, and a blog. So you can just go to Google and type in Jaden Leach, and then whichever the following that you would like to follow, and you can find me very easily there.
Jaden Leach, Miss Louisiana of 2013. Jaden, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.